Hi, and welcome to the Camping Trade World podcast. We are back after a short break, and we have a really interesting one for you today. We have been speaking to Stuart Kidman, who is the marketing manager for UK campervan conversion company Camper King. Now, Stuart has been in the camping industry for a long time. He's got some interesting views, and he also gives us a really good insight into what it's like to be a campervan converter in these times of extreme demand and with the issues surrounding supply. Don't forget to head over to campingtradeworld.com for all the latest global camping industry news. And you can also check out our free digital B2B magazine on there too. We have two issues out already and a third one coming up later this summer as well. Thanks very much and enjoy the pod. Okie dokie, so I'm here with Stuart Kidman from Camper King, and Stuart, you have the honour actually of being the first podcast we have done on Camping Trade World, actually in real life.
Okay.
Not through a computer screen, there's no Zoom involved, this is our first...
first in-person interview,
so it feels...
I'm honoured.
It feels very nice, actually. Just wanted to, obviously, you can give us a little bit of an overview about Camper King, what it's all about, what you guys do, and sort of explain a little bit about the business.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's Camper King is a camper van converter, dealing mainly in Volkswagen T6.1 models, converting brand new vans or converting donor vans. For the general public, it's now grown in the last 10 years that the company's been going. It's grown to become the largest Volkswagen campervan converter in terms of volume. So we're currently converting around about 35 vans every week, and the nearest that we are aware of, at least the nearest competitor, is doing a much smaller number. And that's about 25 to 30% of that number. So, in terms of volume, we are now the largest that we believe, and we're producing camper vans that people can go off and enjoy, and get them out into the great outdoors, which, as we all know, is extremely popular at the moment. It's going through a real boom period.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you'll talk to me more about that, but. Yeah, it's an incredibly trendy, cool pastime at the moment, and we're very happy to be producing vans that help people realise their dreams and realise their ambitions to get out there and adventure more.
Sure, absolutely. So when was the company founded? Is it a family business?
Yeah, so it was founded around about sort of 2010 was when it really started becoming a proper fully grown business, and our owner, a chap called Spencer Gray, began investing in the business and took it from what was effectively a sort of fledgling campervan company and started to grow, moving into a proper sales site effectively at the time. That was over a place called Wootton Warwin in Warwickshire, and a year ago from now, June 2020, we moved into this purpose-built HQ site. It was a great location, already used as a car sales showroom effectively, and it became available and we moved here, and this facility gives us the option now to showcase really efficiently and effectively all of our great models that we do. So we've got five core models and they're all on show here at the HQ building, as well as our retail shop, and you can come here and rent camper vans from us and all sorts. So it's a great place for the public to come and visit, see what we do. There's loads more room. It's quite open. And it's just a great base from which we can showcase exactly what it is that we offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've kind of had a little bit of a tour around this morning, and it's been really interesting. But so, what is it that's the kind of Camper King difference? Like, what is the kind of story behind the company? What makes the Camper King campus kind of stand out from the rest?
Sure. Well, I think it's we try to engage the people that buy our camper vans in a slightly different way. So we have what we call Club Camper King, which is a club for anybody who is an owner of one of our conversions. So we're currently around about 1,200 members into that now, and that's been running for a little while, last couple of years or so. And very engaged, active group. We have a Facebook group for them, which now has about 1,000 members. So most of the people in Club Camper King are members on that Facebook group as well. And they help each other out, they talk to each other, they discuss different upgrades and different options that they can add to their van, anything that makes their life a bit more comfortable, any products that they buy that have made their camping experiences better. And we try to service that community with good content and also good discounts, good incentives to continue to be a part of that group. So it's not just buy a camper van from us and we'll wave you off and say goodbye, thanks, enjoy your adventures. We are with that customer for the whole journey, and we encourage them to be a participating member of Club Camper King so that we can continue to offer them good things as a result of our reach and our ability and our capacity to attract different brands and attract different discounts and all sorts of things. So there's definite value in people coming to us over another camper van provider, camper van builder, for example, because of those things that we can offer onwards, full service package. We have a lifetime guarantee on the habitation, provided they bring their van back to us for a certificate. So there's lots of reasons why you would choose a Camper King camper van over someone else's.
Okay, so yeah, as you alluded to earlier, obviously the camper van market is kind of experiencing quite a significant boom right now. But I think that's quite interesting what you say, that despite that, you're still focusing on communicating to customers in a different way rather than just riding the wave. You're actually sort of approaching it with a plan that would have worked before the post-COVID camping boom.
So camping's obviously going through a really popular period. It is booming. We're seeing that in terms of how many people are coming in to try and buy camper vans from us, and the amount of interest that is generated, and the amount of in the camper vans that we are building, and all the ones we have in stock anyway. But we try to encourage people to remember that it's a lifestyle. It's not just, you're not just buying a vehicle from us. We want people to understand that there's a lifestyle choice to be made, and in terms of the content that we serve up after their purchase, and the things that we try to do to inspire them, this particular place might be a great location to visit, or this is a great activity to go and try, but great because you can go in your camper van and do it. If you have a roof rack on your camper van, you can go canoeing, or if you have a bike rack on your camper van, you can go find some great trails to go and cycle along. It's all about that, really. It's all about that, getting out there, enjoying the great outdoors, as I've said, and this particular vehicle helps you to do it in a much easier, more convenient way. And there's obviously ways to sell that, but it is a lifestyle choice, and people do enjoy that idea, especially now that you can't really travel that easily abroad. So staycations just going to get more and more popular as time goes on, hopefully for the rest of this summer.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, actually, because, like you say, it's about a lifestyle, and it's something that we've personally heard a lot about on the continent, especially in Europe. There's a big push for this thing they're calling van life, and it's not just about, it almost will even last longer than the COVID travel restrictions, because it's about
people who they get a camper van because they can use it in their everyday life as well as for their vacations. So are you finding that people are using it to kind of almost replace their car and their motor or their car and their caravan?
Exactly right. I mean, yeah, people can use it for the school run. They can use it to go and do the shopping with. Isn't just a vehicle that will be used for the odd weekend when it's sunny. It's going to be an integral part of your lifestyle, but it's also going to be useful to you and practical for you in other ways as well. So yeah, it's definitely something that we find very common. Is people, as I say, using them as a get about during the day, and then come the weekend they can sling a bit of kit in the back and away you go, favourite campsite. And it serves many purposes. So in a roundabout way, yes, you might have a 2-litre diesel car sat on the drive at home, and if you're looking for a camper van, then most of the ones we sell are around about 5 metres long. They're not too big for car parking spaces out in town. It's that sort of convenience and ability to get them about easily, very easy to drive. Not that much bigger than a large car at the end of the day. So yeah, there's multiple uses for them. People have definitely found that over the years that we've been serving.
There's definitely something we've noticed with like I say, even some of the big leisure vehicle manufacturers on the continent, they're really honed in on this idea that it's like a lifestyle, and you can, if you're going to make one big camper purchase, then the camper van is actually probably the one you're going to go for, because you can use it for various various applications. So obviously with this boom in camping, camper van interest in general, I'd imagine it hasn't come without challenges, and obviously every business has experienced some kind of challenge during COVID-19. So what have been the kind of main challenges for you as a converter?
Well, meeting demand has been a challenge in itself, because clearly demand has never been higher, and if that's true across the board for all of our competitors as well, then that only makes life that little bit more difficult for us. We obviously want to compete as much as possible for that business, but serving demand and communicating well to people what we can do for them, getting that message across about all the services that we offer, has been probably the biggest challenge to start with. Yes, it's a period, and I think the real key challenge is obviously having been COVID and Brexit both at the same time, and that's naturally disrupted supply chains, and it's disrupted the ability even for people to come into our building here and see us, and understandably so. So all of those things have combined to make it a particularly difficult year to service the demand. But having said that, they're also the reason that we find that the demand is there in the first place. So a bit of a double-edged sword in that sense. But it's it has been difficult in many ways to source stock at times. Naturally, everyone's competing for that. And there is clearly supply chain issues at Volkswagen's end over various bits and pieces, like parts, for example, this year, quite a challenge. But we're in a relatively good position from our point of view, in that parts is not a problem for us at the moment. We've got stock sat out on our pitch ready to go, so people can come to us safe in the knowledge that there is something for them to see. We're not at that point where other converters find themselves scrabbling around trying to service that demand. We're still able to do it here, so that's good news for us, and long may that continue. But definitely a challenging year for very many reasons, and demand clearly is not going to go away anytime soon, which is good. We're not complaining about that. So yeah, good, positive times. Just we've got to make sure that we continue to serve the demand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was one thing I actually was going to ask you about. Is a few people I've been speaking to in along a similar vein have said that the interest and the increase in demand in camper vans was kind of building up slowly anyway,
before COVID. Obviously, COVID's pushed it to a kind of abnormal level. But what do you think that sort of medium to long term, this is a wave that will continue into the future?
Yeah, I do. I think you know, the more people see the benefits of campervan lifestyle, the more people will tune into it. And yeah, at the moment, it's causing prices, residual values, and original buying prices to be high. So that's proving a little bit of a barrier for people perhaps on a slightly less affluent income. But ultimately, that I do believe will level out a little bit, and then we'll start to see more people, a second bout of people coming through that will be keen to have made the purchase, unable to do so, probably for financial reasons perhaps, but then reconsidering it later. I think it will have that sort of exponential effect on the industry. We'll see a rolling, probably over the next few years, I think, pattern, I guess, of people coming in who are new, people who've been in there for 2 or 3 years doing their camper vanning, want to now look at maybe a slightly different van, change one for the other. Obviously, as I said, with residual values being good, that's great for second-hand buyers. It's great for people wanting to part exchange. So it's good times. I think it will continue to be a thing now for at least the next few years, and hopefully then that groundswell of people that are involved in the industry and practice camper vanning, regular camping, will only serve to increase the size of that audience.
A couple of people I've been speaking to have said that, in their experience, and you might have a little bit of background knowledge on this because obviously you've been in the caravan and motorhome industry for quite a long time, is that it actually it's kind of lowered the demographic in terms of age, because people are bringing forward their decision to buy a camper van. So people who might have thought about buying one maybe when they get to sort of midlife or maybe a little bit after that are now bringing that buying decision forward a little bit. Is that something you've experienced, like a younger demographic?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been quite prevalent. I think you're right. Most people have said, look, we can't justify the cost of it at this particular stage. But then, you know, once COVID struck, and that's caused us all to reevaluate our priorities. And yes, a lot of people have suddenly thought, well, you know, it's now or never, you know, you never know what's around the corner. So let's just do it. Let's make that purchase, take the plunge. And you adjust your life around that. I think, you know, yes, it's not a small ticket item that you're buying, but it's certainly something that will give back value the more you use it. So I think that's important. And we are seeing that a lot of people, maybe of a younger demographic, are coming in and making that purchase. So it's becoming more popular with the younger generations.
Definitely, I agree. And that kind of leads me on to a couple of other points I wanted to ask you about, one of which is, as an industry, the camping industry, do you think we have a kind of responsibility to try and retain people who are new to camping? So ensuring they have a good experience by educating them in how to use their van properly, how to do it safely, that kind of thing. Do you think as an overall industry having a kind of responsibility to do that, to ensure we keep them?
Yeah, 100%. I think anyone who's ever been camping will know that if it's wet and it's horrible and for whatever reason you have a problem with the unit that you're camping in, whatever that may be, it's not fun. And if you don't have fun on holiday, what are you going on holiday for? You've got to enjoy what you're doing. And for that reason, we obviously understand that camping is not for everybody. But when it is nice and you have a nice warm place to stay, that, you know, you could be in a different location every day if you really wanted to be, and the ability and the freedom that it gives you to tour around, to experience new places, to pitch up in entirely unique locations, then there's very little to not like about that, in my opinion. And yes, keeping people, keeping that in the forefront of people's minds when they're looking into this as a lifestyle is really important. I think yes, making sure that people who are new to it, people who haven't necessarily grown up with it, that it's almost an alien concept too. It's really important to try and keep hold of those people within the camping sector, because as we know from past experience, you know, there'll be a significant percentage of drop off for people who try it and then decide not to try it again. So that is a challenge in itself, and you know, we've got to just be mindful that it's not for everyone. But at the same time, these are camper vans that, you know, you can basically go off and enjoy very, very little. Realistically, can go wrong. So, and if anything does, then you are supported. You've got a backup here. We can help you out. So, we try to do our bit to make sure that people have a good experience every time they go away in one of the camper vans.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Actually, is that something you kind of focus on with your marketing in terms of showing almost like instructional content, but also showing that it's not as scary or as complicated as people might think?
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Quite simple. I mean, we try and simplify it as much as possible. Yeah. We try and take the fear out of it. And we have a YouTube channel with a series of guides on it, camping guides, that show people exactly how to use each different part of the camper van and even any accessories that they may choose to take with them. There's things on there about how to use bike racks, how to use diesel heaters, how to use the rock and roll beds, etc., etc. So it's all useful, practical content, but it serves the purpose of, as I say, taking the fear away and saying, you know, all you've got to do is worry about enjoying yourself. You know, just remember all of the bits you need to take with you and then go and enjoy it, because that is what it's all about. It's about having the adventure and having fun. And so that's what we aim to try and sell people.
Yeah, and as we said, it serves that greater purpose of making sure people have a good experience, and then they're more likely to be campers for life, hopefully.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Kind of along a similar vein, from an industry point of view, obviously there's a clamour for camper vans at the minute, and there's a lot of converters in the UK especially. Obviously here at Camper King you've got an extreme focus on quality. I've seen that looking around the vans and everything, but do you think there's potentially a danger that because of the increased demand and everyone seeing this as an opportunity to make some money, that perhaps is there enough being done in terms of like quality management on an industry level, like to ensure everything is at a certain standard?
It's an interesting point, because there isn't a standard in place, and it's potentially very difficult for the consumer to go to any given converter and say, well, how do I know that what I'm getting is built properly? And the danger really in campervanning circles is that it's become so accessible to people who are generally a bit handy, even to the point where people obviously try and do it themselves, convert their own vans. So yeah, we have that challenge. Volkswagen sought to take some of the add peace of mind, I think, into the process by creating its own converter scheme, but only a few people have signed up to that. So it's a little bit of a grey area, I want to say, but at the end of the day, we can only kind of put that message out with our marketing. We've had 10 years plus experience in this field. We're producing the numbers that I've already talked about, 35 vans a week. You don't get to that stage without doing something that is production lines are good and solid, and the quality is there. So yes, while there is no industry standard that we can necessarily sign up to that says we're doing a job that meets a certain specification, we can simply say to the customer, look, we have the volume behind us, we have the experience, we have the purely the number of staff that are involved in making one of the camper vans is By volume terms alone, I think it speaks for itself in terms of the quality that you would get.
With the lack of a sort of industry standard, it's more a case of just proving that what you do is of a good standard.
And we always say, if you want to try one before you buy it, you're welcome to do that.
Yep.
Take it away for a couple of days, and if at the end of that you decide you want to buy one, we'll give you the cost of that 2-day, 3-day rental back off the cost of the camper van.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so that's an option for people, obviously. We understand that, they don't want to expend all that money only to find that they hate it. And so that's what we encourage people to do, try it before you buy it.
Yeah, that's it. That's interesting. I was actually going to ask about the rental side of the business you do, because you was explaining to me before this interview that it's something that's going to be expanding at the company.
Yeah. Well, the hope is that we'll get up to 50 rental camper vans next year.
Yeah.
So it is expanding, because at the moment we are running a fleet of 25, and that in itself has expanded quite rapidly, but we're finding that the demand is there at the moment. So in order to continue to take advantage of that demand and again encourage new people into the camper vanning lifestyle, then the rentals are really important for us, because it gives people that taste, that flavour of what this is all about. And again, if they choose that they like what they have experienced during their week-long rental, if that's what they want to do, then they can come back and talk to us about buying one of the camper vans. And there's plenty here to choose from.
Yeah, it's the perfect stepping stone. And even some of the really big leisure vehicle manufacturers, like I'm thinking of a recent example I saw recently of Knaus Tabbert, Germany. They have their own like huge rental company. They started a few years ago, I think about 5 years ago, and it's going great guns. And it's the same thing. It allows them to sort of tease those people who were thinking about buying one, or maybe they've got their eye on one. They can actually take it out for a drive or whatever, or for a camping weekend.
Yeah.
Definitely is a great stepping stone for
that's right,
potential new customers.
And we understand that not everybody can afford to buy a £50,000 camper van, so if you want to go away for a couple of weeks a year, why not just rent one from us? The experience is almost exactly what you would get if you were an owner, and obviously all you need to remember to do is bring bedding and some plates and your food, and away you go. It's really that simple.
In terms of the future, what's the kind of short term and long term goals for you as a camper van converter? What's in the pipeline?
Well, continue to meet as much of the demand as we possibly can. We're looking to any opportunity really to expand further. As I say, rentals is one area that we're really moving forward with. There's other opportunities on the pipeline. We've got side businesses, sort of sister businesses running alongside the camper van operation at the moment. So we're doing something called Overwatch Vans, which is transporters for principally aimed at tradesmen. So if you're a DIY enthusiast or a woodworker or a carpenter by trade, anything like that, then Overwatch Vans is something that we also offer, which is essentially just transporter vans, panel vans that sling your tools in the back, or as we were talking about earlier, slinging your fishing equipment in, or rigging your canoes
on board
the roof or anything like that. So workhorse during the week, plaything at the weekend. So that's a nice, exciting little side venture for us. Also looking into being a distributor for Bombardier products, which is a brand that does jet skis and quad bikes. So we're moving to that area now. And the idea being that people will go away in their camper van, towing a little jet ski behind them, go off to the beach. So it's selling little add-ons to the lifestyle. If you come and buy a £55,000 camper van from us, come and also buy a jet ski from us and have a really good adventure. So adding things into the mix that are a bit different, and encourage people to think a bit differently. But yes, definitely meeting demand and continuing to improve upon the service that we're already offering, increasing the ability to meet our growing service demands in the service section of the business, and yeah, just making sure that people have a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. And one final question I wanted to put to you, because as I mentioned earlier, you've been in the camping industry for quite a long time. Just a bit of a playful one. If there was one thing that you could kind of change about this industry to make it a little bit better, what would it be? Is there a kind of frustration you've had with it? Or
very, very good question. I think for me, campsites and people who provide the units that people camp in, so camper vans, motorhomes, tents, etc., probably could do a lot more working together. I think a lot of campsites these days, you'll find that the pitch sizes are restricted to the type of units that are available for people. So say for example one of our customers buys a particularly large awning, they're not going to be able to fit it on a lot of campsite pitches, standard size pitches. So I think campsites and manufacturers probably could do more to work together in order to understand buying trends, I think, the sort of sizes of camping, a footprint that people are going out there in at the moment, because obviously not everybody's going to want to go and buy a jumbo pitch, or you know, to find a site where they've got the amount of room that they need. It's going to be harder to find those pitches in the first place. So yeah, I think that is probably the one area that I think probably could do with some improvement. Not an easy one. I see it as a trend. It's happening more and more. People are getting bigger and bigger awnings, especially in our market, and that does make it more difficult for them to get those pitches that they need.
But the solution to that, as you said, is more collaboration, which in any industry is no bad thing, is it, really? The more we all work together towards a common goal.
Exactly, and I think it is we do have a common goal. We have all we want is for people to go camping and to enjoy camping. And the more we can all do to encourage that, the better.
Absolutely agree. Well, that's it. Thank you very much for your time, Stuart.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thanks very much.